Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Thunder have taken the NBA by storm. For the first time, the NBA champion resides in Oklahoma City. The storybook season is complete.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. On the line is Odyssey NBA insider Nick Friedel. Insider calls brought to you by Hyundai. We put your safety first and everything else second. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Good morning, Nick. How are you, bud?
Guys, I am doing great. I am happy that series went seven games and was so interesting, because I know when we talked a couple weeks ago, I was afraid that it was going to be over fast. But sadly, after that Halliburton injury, it got anticlimactic there in the second half. But it was a hell of a ride for the Pacers for seven games. They just fell up a little short at the end.
How long do you think the Thunder can stay on top now that they have won their first title? Is it the first of several? Is it the first and only? How do you expect them to be able to sustain the success with all of their draft capital and a pretty young team?
David, they should win a couple more titles. But really, truthfully, I'm sitting there last night and I'm going, this sounds a lot like the Cubs conversation after 2016. Because you're looking at a team that is built with so many young, talented guys. You've got the MVP. You've got all those draft picks. You've got Sam Presti running the show, and you're thinking, the good times are going to roll forever. But guys, we saw it. We all lived it with the Cubs. That's just not how it happens a lot of the time in pro sports. So, yes, I believe the Thunder are going to win at least a couple more titles with what they have built in their core that's in place, especially if ownership in OKC is going to spend what it's going to take to ultimately keep everybody together. But the Cubs are a reminder for everyone that you just never know what's going to happen. You don't know what's going to happen with injury. You don't know if the young players that have played so well will continue playing at that level, playing there for years and years to come. But I think the Thunder are the closest thing basketball has seen to where the Cubs were. And obviously it's a different sport and there are different dynamics at play. But as a lifelong Cubs fan, that really was my first thought as I'm watching them hoist that trophy last night. Let's see what happens, because as we know, it is so, so difficult to get to the top and stay there.
He's Nick Friedel joining us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Nick, I like think about how I felt with Boston winning a year ago, and I thought that was going to be repeatable. And now you look at Boston and Jason Tatum getting hurt. It kind of, the Pacers. We saw what a horrible injury to look at. Kind of the way that the Achilles rolled up on Tyrese Halliburton. And, you know, when he was hitting the floor, you just knew that he had done his Achilles, and that's a full year injury. And I think that we look at the Eastern Conference now, and you're just kind of like, if only the Knicks had a head coach, maybe they could be back. But it's wide open. I mean, it just feels like there's just a lot of uncertainty. And, you know, especially Durant leaving, not going to Miami. I don't know what's going to happen in the Eastern Conference.
Molly, I can't remember a time since I've been covering the league where when you walked into the next season, it felt this wide open. Mm-hmm. Because so often you've got a team or two or three where you look at and you go, all right, well, they're going to be right there. And, you know, 2 months ago I thought, well, the Celtics are going to win again this year. And then we'll see what happens this summer. They've got an ownership change, but they should be winning at least another one or two titles. Tatum goes down and you go, all right, well, that's over for the time being. Now you think, all right, the Pacers, they've got Carlisle, they've got Halliburton, he's a star. They've got a nice young core around those guys. Maybe it's finally their time. Halliburton goes down. Well, now their future is in serious doubt, at least for the next couple of years, because an Achilles injury, guys, if we know, that is about the worst of the worst for a basketball player. The Knicks have the core that they have. You fired Tibbs.
Oh.
You don't know what the hell you're doing, and you still don't know if that team is good enough. So I really don't know what is going to happen in the East. I think it's ultimately probably good for the league because you have so many different markets who can sit there and say, oh, well, now we have a chance. The issue is somebody's got to come through and really take control of the opportunity, and that will be really, really fascinating because there is so much talent in the West. There is so much hype in the West, and you have a team now in the Thunder that everybody will be chasing down trying to get above where they're at. So if only the Bulls had the right pieces in place to give themselves a shot. But as we know, that will not be happening anytime soon.
At this stage of Kevin Durant's career, how much more viable of a contender does he make the Rockets?
David, I think people are sleeping on Durant. I really do. I think they get so lost in, oh, he responds to everybody on Twitter, and he's just not the same player that he was a few years ago. Those things are both true, but Kevin Durant is still a hell of an offensive player. And when Durant is rolling down the floor, he still strikes a lot of fear in the heart of an opposing defense. So I think he is really going to help in Houston. He is going to make those younger players believe that they can win close games. Because at the end of those games, they're going to see Durant on the floor and they're going to say, hey, do it for us. Make it happen. And when you have that type of belief and you have a guy who has done it before for years and years, who's going to the Hall of Fame, immediately that permeates throughout the locker room. And when you see next year a Rockets team that had a really nice young group, but they couldn't close in the playoffs, well, they got a hell of a closer now. I think people have gone too far the other direction with Durant. He's not the same player. He's getting older, but his game offensively still translates to a point where he's going to make plays happen late in big games. So I think it was a huge move for them. I think they've got a real chance now to push OKC in the West. And like everything else, if he can stay healthy, he's going to be a guy who is taking them to a different place than they've been in a long time.
You know, you're so right about the Bulls. We actually lamented that earlier, that it looks like this would be a great time to be built up enough to have an opportunity. Unfortunately, by the time they do so, who knows what the league looks like. But what will happen on Wednesday? Do you have any feel for what direction they could go, for whether they could pull off a trade either by Wednesday or before then for Vooch or for anyone? Do they look even remotely like they're interested in being aggressive here?
Mully, I have zero confidence in this front office. None.
Yeah.
When you talk to people around the NBA and you ask them about what's going on in Chicago, truly, they're just laughing. they're in disbelief that not only have Karnisovas and Eversley missed chance after chance to make things happen, but now they've gotten these extensions that, of course, they're all secretive. And you're going, what? Like, this was supposed to be the moment in time where that the rebuild took place, and you go, oh, all right, well, now they've got a chance, especially with all the different things that have happened around the Eastern Conference in 2 months. And they have no chance. I mean, there's not a lot of hope. And so the draft is supposed to bring at least a mirage of, oh, well, things can get better. Why should anybody have hope given what they've seen now from this group for years and years? So it really doesn't matter in my mind what they do, because they've lost the benefit of the doubt. All the goodwill that they had when they started a few years back, it's all gone. And there's no reason to believe that they're going to take what they have in place and make something better from it, because year after year and time after time, they've been given these opportunities and nothing really has happened. They're in the same place as they ever were. So once again, when you think that the Bulls might be turning things around, always remember, who is making those decisions day to day? And as far as Karnisovas goes, I can't remember a time in my time covering the league where other people in the league just look at you and shake their head when they're talking about an organization.
Insider calls are brought to you by Hyundai. Hyundai helps protect you and your family on the road. We put your safety first and everything else second. We're talking with Odyssey Sports NBA insider Nick Friedell here on Mully and Haw. So, Nick, the offseason lasts about 48 hours in the NBA. The draft is Wednesday. No rest for the weary. So when you look at the draft, the top part of it, the top five picks, it is the Cooper Flagg draft. Where will it start to get interesting? What player do you think, depending on where he goes, will dictate the rest of maybe the first round?
Well, I think we know the first two picks, obviously, David, for sure, and Flagg and Harper. And then after that, for me, it's kind of like, oh, okay, you know, where does Ace Bailey go? Where does Knipple go? But that's the problem. I think there was so much hype surrounding this draft and so much belief that, oh, man, there's some real game changers here. To me, the only true star game changer there is Cooper Flagg. I think he is that good, guys. I think that he's going to have an immediate impact, and he's going to make the Mavericks go from a laughing stock because of all the things that happened with that Luka deal to immediately relevant again. I think Harper is a really solid player, but he's just not near that level right now. After that, you kind of go, all right, it's a crapshoot. And the three of us have watched these drafts for years and years and years. There's always talented players in there somewhere. It's a matter of these front offices going out and finding them and picking correctly. And not only that, but developing them over time. But I think after those first two picks, you kind of look around and go, okay, we'll see what happens here. But this is on a broader NBA note, David. This is where, as somebody who's followed the league and covered the league for so long, I get frustrated as a fan. Because yesterday, all anybody was talking about going into Game 7 was Kevin Durant and that move. And instead of, all right, we've got the finals, and it was a hell of a series, much better than many people expected. Now we're talking about the draft in 2 days, and then boom, in a couple more days, we'll be at free agency. There's got to be a better way to space these things out so that the league can feed off of the hype that the finals provide, that different trades can provide. They need to really go back to the drawing board and figure out what is the best thing for the product itself, because that was disappointing yesterday. There's so much focus on a trade that can't even become official for another couple of weeks. There was very little focus on the biggest game of the year in the moment.
And back to that game, I'm just curious what your thoughts are. I mean, listen, when Halliburton went down, you knew that was a bad blow. And even though they were leading by a point at halftime, you didn't feel like it was going to go well. And clearly the turnovers and all the rest, you lose your your point guard. What if he hadn't gotten hurt? Do you believe it would have gone the same way? I mean, it was extraordinary that they got them to seven, and that Thursday night game was incredible. It was so lopsided. It made you wonder if OKC was like, what do you, I think Scottie Pippen tweeted out, game seven, never heard of one. It's funny to see that when you think about those great Bulls teams, but that's a team that won 68 games that, you know, everyone kind of predicted they were going to win. But if Halliburton had been able to play, been able to score, do you think it would have been any different, or you think it would have been kind of the same result?
Molly, I always thought that the Thunder were going to win this series.
Yeah.
I was so convinced that the Thunder were going to win. If they had found a way to lose last night, I would have come on and told you guys that they would win games 8 and 9. You know, I just thought that they were the best team all along. They were the deepest team with the best player.
Right.
And as great as Halliburton played in moments, guys, there were too many times throughout this series where he just kind of also disappeared. You give him all the credit in the world for trying to go out there in these last few games with this injury and playing. It will be remembered for a long time. But in the end, I've always thought that not only talent wins out, but the best player usually carries the ultimate winner through. And the best player was SGA. Halliburton on the floor would have given the Pacers belief for certain, and they valiantly were trying for everything that they got going into halftime and a little into the second half. But the Thunder were just a better group. The defense was at a higher level, and SGA was the MVP for a reason.
So what happens now in terms of the West? Who else is worthy of challenging the Thunder, or is this just going to be, as you say, a team that's on its way to several championships? Because, you know, you've got some obvious contenders, but I wonder how much activity there will be after the Durant domino fell. Now, will there be other teams more willing to wheel and deal?
They're going to try, David, but I don't know the moves that anyone in the West could make that make you think that they're at a different place to go and knock off the Thunder moving forward. That's what would scare me in the West. There are other dominoes, of course, that we'll see be played over the next few weeks here, getting into free agency. The team I always go back to, and I'm curious what they decide to do after all the shuffling that's been done, is Denver, because Jokic is still that good. On the whole, I don't think people realize that that guy is still, for my money, the best player in the whole world, and he can change the course of not only a series but a playoff run. That is the team, to me, to keep an eye on, because if you readjust and you get the right pieces around him and you get your coaching and your front office settled, well, we'll see what happens. But if we're making bets right now, we're trying to figure out what's going to happen a year from now. The easy money to me is OKC stays together, they stay healthy, SGA and that supporting cast gain even more confidence because they just did what they did last night, and they're back on top a year from right now.
I think what's really fascinating from my perspective is just this idea that you have this young team, like second youngest team, winning a title. You're going to be able to keep SGA. You'll be able to keep Jalen Williams, Chet Holmgren. These are young players that can stay together and maybe improve. But the difference is they got all these draft picks, so they can constantly upgrade the bottom of their roster with cost certainty, which might allow them to be a competitive team for even longer than people realize.
Molly, I think it's a really good point, and I'd add the reason why you feel so good about the Thunder's chances, and because they have all those picks, is because of Sam Presti.
Right.
We could talk all day long about the players on the floor and how important they are, because the NBA forever and ever is a players' league, the talent wins out, and when you have the right pieces working together, you're going to win. But the confidence level within an organization goes to a whole different place when you have the right person behind the scenes making the decision. And Sam Presti, for several decades at this point, going back to the end of that Seattle time and into the OKC move, has shown time and again he can build great teams. He can find the right young pieces. And when he wants to make a move and shake things up, he has the draft capital to go out and do it. And that's why, again, guys, what it reminds me of over and over is that Cubs team. Because I'm just thinking about the names right now. Oh, they've got Bryan, and they've got Addison Russell,
right,
and they've got Schwarber,
right,
and they're all set up for years and years. And then we've got Theo making the right moves behind the scenes. And sometimes you can have everything set up in your favor, and it just doesn't work out. But in this case, with OKC, because there's not as much turnaround in the NBA and the rosters are shorter, because they have SGA, the SGA-Presti combo is going to be tough for anyone to beat, and I think they're going to be on top for a while.
Great stuff, Nick. Great catching up with you. Really appreciate your time, buddy.
Thanks, Nick.
Always, guys. I'll talk to you soon.
That is Nick Friedell. We should let you know that Odyssey Sports Insider Calls brought to you by Hyundai. They put safety first, everything else second. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com.
The most anonymous coach in the NBA to have a championship is probably Mark Daigneault.
Yeah.
And he's a guy that's been there since Billy Donovan left OKC.
Right.
And he's not somebody you hear given a lot of credit. Think about it. When you talk about the Thunder, it's always Sam Presti. And SGA.
And
oh, look at Chet Holmgren coming on. Oh, Jalen, you know, those.
You're right. But Sam Presti is the guy that deal with the Clipper. I mean, it's incredible.
No doubt about it. And I'm not saying that they deserve any less credit, but we never talk about the coach.
No, we don't. You're so right. And yet he's a championship-winning coach now. And they got him back, too. They're positioned for a lot of
long-term success.
Yeah, it'll be really interesting to see how they look coming out of the draft. And, you know, it's hard. There's only, like, a certain number of significant draft picks that make it. So I get that whole idea. All right, 312-644-6767. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
With one putt.
A Keegan comeback not to be believed.
Mully Ed Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, the score. Keegan Bradley, a winner, just like other guys that wear the same line of clothing.
Keegan Bradley, our guy. We have adopted him, or maybe they adopted us. Flag and anthem, wearing proudly. He was doing that yesterday. He was definitely all logoed out. Bright red shirt. Flag and anthem apparel, like we are both wearing today.
We both have a nice golf shirt on today.
In honor of Keegan Bradley.
In honor of the 90-something degree temperatures.
Yeah, and our colleague.
Oh, yeah.
We're kind of a teammate. Our teammate.
He's one of us.
He's one of us. We're
I'm
one of him.
I'm surprised he hasn't called in yet.
I'm surprised he hasn't either. We need to make that happen. He is the captain of the Ryder Cup. I know Dustin is all about the Ryder Cup.
You know, I'm not kidding you. I got friends, these Irish guys I know. They're all about the Ryder Cup.
Yes.
And that's because they win it more often than not. Let's hope that the USA, USA, USA.
Well, let's look at what happened yesterday. We're playing that clip because what he did accomplish
It was awesome.
Was somewhat dramatic.
And Ryder Cup-ish.
And Ryder Cup-ish because he could name himself to the team,
well,
right?
Well, not only that, you were saying he was playing against Tommy Fleetwood, who will be a member of Team Europe. And that, David, that's the next step is will – captain name himself a captain. He's seventh in the world. He's the seventh best golfer right now.
Keegan Bradley.
Yes. So how do you keep that guy off the team?
I think that's why he said go USA when he was doing the interview after the match. So let's look at though back up for a second. He approached the 18th hole and he was down a stroke. He was at 14 under.
Yeah.
And Fleetwood was at 15 under. That's the way it went down, correct?
Yes, he birdied the final hole.
Tommy Fleetwood bogeyed the final hole, missed a putt that could have guaranteed a playoff, and Keegan Bradley birdied it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're both about the same length, right? And Fleetwood went first, and he's like, oh. And that's a guy who's never won. I don't think he's ever won a tournament. I know all this golf trivia, and I know you're impressed that I was watching.
I got to tell you, I'm not just impressed. I'm stunned that you were watching. That's fantastic.
Okay, so the backstory to that is I was visiting my brother in Indianapolis, and he does watch golf with his kid, with his family, and he enjoys it. He enjoys it. So it's his television set. It's his house. I wasn't going to say, hey, what are you doing here? He put me to sleep. But it was dramatic down the stretch. And everybody felt a little bit, a tinge of anticipation because Tommy Fleetwood hadn't won a tournament, right? And he had been so close.
Mm.
So he was almost ready to break the streak, get over the hump, and all those things. And after he missed the putt, he looked like he'd lost his best friend.
Yeah, I mean, it was there for the taking.
Yeah, that's tough.
Flag and Anthem also makes a line, maybe you guys are aware, maybe not, of specific Ryder Cup gear.
Yes, we did know that.
Yeah. Yes.
Pretty sharp stuff.
It is sharp stuff.
Let's go.
We need some of that stuff.
That's Dustin throwing a shout out. What size
I think you'd prefer medium, right?
Not medium, no.
He's
no,
a large.
Large. That's right.
I have a very nice black Flag and Anthem vest on right now.
Great.
But a Ryder Cup vest would be really cool.
You are Mr. Ryder Cup. You would wear it well and proudly.
I met Keegan Bradley at the Ryder Cup when it was here. He was playing alongside Phil Mickelson.
2012, I remember that. I followed that twosome for a while.
Yeah, and the two of them had a little bit of an electric run. That was
one of the most
Keegan Bradley's coming out party.
That was definitely a memorable event. One of the most fun events I can remember covering because of the crowd was unbelievable. The gallery.
And they limited. Like, they could sell double the amount of tickets they sell. They do limit the tickets so that you can get just a great experience.
It's an exclusive affair.
Where is it this year?
I believe it's in Rome.
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy.
On European,
show trip.
European soil.
Show trip. Yeah. Vatican City Friday.
Mitch, let's go.
Vatican City show Friday. Ryder Cup Saturday. Can you imagine that? That'd be great.
No, I couldn't imagine that. I mean, I'm all over
courtesy of our friends at Flag and Anthem.
See? Now we're talking. Now Dustin's thinking like a radio guy.
You guys are dreaming.
Air Flag and Anthem.
Oh, I don't think the Ryder Cup's not in Rome, though, is it?
I believe the next Ryder Cup, the next European one is in Rome. The next one might be Bethpage Black.
Yeah, okay. That's what I was thinking.
I think
we could still go there.
I think that
that's doable.
That Tommy Fleetwood should shave his head.
Why?
Because he's a very hairy cat. It would be funny.
Yeah. So it's September 26th through the 28th.
As a punishment.
26th
to the 28th. That's
why not.
That's smack dab in the middle of NFL season again.
I know, but here's what we do. We like interview the Pope. While we're in Rome.
No. It's in Bethpage Black this year. We had bad information.
It's
in Rome.
Oh, damn
later.
It. Well, then I don't want to go.
See? So that was an exciting golf event by our Flag and Anthem teammate, Keegan Bradley. Congratulations to Keegan Bradley. Welcome anytime here, 5:30 to 10 weekdays on the score.
Is that true that Tommy Fleetwood has never won in America?
I believe that's... Huh. I think that's the... That was the backdrop to that story.
Yeah, that's great.
And that's why he looked like he lost his best friend.
Oh, man.
And wanted to get out of America as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's tough.
It is tough.
But that happens.
So the other couple things that happened over the weekend, that was fun. Did you see Jason Hayward designated for assignment?
I did
say
hey.
That.
Yep. Yeah, that happens. Is that the end?
35. He's 35.
You want him to be part of the Cubs bench?
No. I have to think about that for a second.
But if you got a guy that that you want to keep around because he can give you a good speech when it matters most,
I don't think
you love that veteran player on your bench. Why not Jay Hay?
No, I don't think you want to do that if you're the Cubs. You don't want
6 years younger than some.
You
other
don't need
guy.
That. Seems more like a prop. Don't need that. I want somebody who can back up PCA or back up Matt Shaw or can get nothing about Jason Hayward says clutch hitter right now at this stage of his career. So you need somebody who's able to come off the bench and get you a clutch hit. I just thought it was interesting to see him available again. I wonder if there will be a team, a contender, looking for that leadership quality that they don't have.
Yeah. I think you have just sold him to many people. He doesn't have a clutch hit in him.
I don't think he's got that left.
I don't think he'd get the ball out of the infield.
I'm not sure.
But go ahead and sign him.
If swinging bunts are your thing, then maybe Jay Hay's your guy. It was interesting. Speaking of Jay Hay, too, did you see Kyle Schwarber celebrated his 10th year in the big leagues?
Yes.
And his service time. And that he did a nice little soliloquy, and he mentioned some former Cubs. And I wondered when he mentioned guys, and I just saw the clip, but he started out, the guys that came to mind that helped him become a major leaguer, he mentioned Anthony Rizzo, John Lester, John Lackey, John Jay. Remember John Jay?
Oh, wow.
Underrated. And Jason Hayward.
And as his mentors, yeah.
Yeah,
that was the John Jay one was interesting. I heard Matt Spiegel yesterday talking about that, and they were kind of playing trivia.
Did he mention that?
And just saying, like, you know, who can you guess who the five guys were? Right.
Oh.
Yeah, and I thought that was really interesting. Like, I mean, I was guessing, you know, sometimes when you're driving or doing something, you're kind of playing along with trivia, right?
Sure.
I would have never gotten there. I mean,
no.
I was able to get three of them. The fourth one, I was John Lackey. I was surprised by Lackey.
Lackey was a little surprised, but he was a guy that, you know, that era.
Very personable.
Mm-hmm.
is he playing with the Savannah Bananas? Is that
I believe
true?
He did play a game with the Savannah Bananas.
Will he on the South Side?
Oh, that'd be fun.
Wouldn't that be fun?
That'd be a lot of fun.
Who else did I see in a Savannah Banana shirt? I
don't know. Casey recently like tore a hamstring or something trying to run around with the bananas.
Did he really?
Sean Casey, yeah.
Yeah. He's a character.
Right.
John Jay, though, was a member of the White Sox and the Cubs, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
I went on that trip with Jose Abreu to Cuba.
Yeah, that's awesome.
John Jay was on that trip
really?
And a really relatable, funny guy. I could see why. So when he said John Jay, it was a surprise that Schwarber mentioned him. But in my mind, it was like, that's the guy I remember being really just easy to talk to.
Yeah, personable.
Very
good
personable guy.
Yeah, that's great.
Back in Cuba, back in among family. And he was a guy telling people, helping reporters kind of navigate Havana.
Super cool that you went to Cuba.
That was super cool. That was a great trip.
Yeah.
It was a fun trip. Jose Abreu, that was his homecoming. He was going back. I think he had, if I memory serves correctly, he hadn't seen his family or his son in a very long time.
Right.
And
it was
the
like
reunion,
5 years, right?
Yeah, the reunion was really, really something.
Yeah, that's great.
Very
good
cool.
stuff.
Very good experience. Yeah, so there's a lot going on in the world over the weekend. Big night tonight. Cubs and Cardinals. That's the headliner. I mean, Sox and Diamondbacks, it's in town.
Listen.
And it's on CHSN. You want to watch it and all those things, but you want to listen to the Cubs because Cubs-Cardinals, first time this season. Way too late for that
Way
to be the first
late.
Team.
That's crazy late. And we'll see that the it's a four-game series, and it's an important one. And I think the Cubs need bare minimum a split.
Kevin says 3-4 will do it this week.
That's not
Kevin
that,
from Palatine has set the bar at the mediocrity level.
You know, I mean, I think it's more of a prediction that they're playing at a pace where don't be surprised if they only win 3 out of 7. But I don't think that is good. I think they need to do better.
You've
than
got
that.
Ben Brown, Jameson Taillon. Likely Shota.
Yeah, on Wednesday.
And then who? Then we don't really know after that.
Then, Mackenzie Gore.
Now, okay. Bruce sent us on a little bit of an excursion this morning.
He did.
A little bit of a scavenger hunt. And I think he took a little great pleasure in that. The fact that he threw out a tease, a little bit of a hint.
At the end of
he dropped the breadcrumb.
Before you let me go, let me just throw like a major.
And he predicted, or did he wasn't reporting anything.
In the works.
He speculated the Cubs could make a deal as early as this week.
Yeah, that was pretty.
With a young, experienced, or young veteran, I think it was the word that he
young
used.
Young veteran.
Young veteran. And so that was near the end of our segment. So naturally.
It was the last. Statement of our segment.
So naturally, you know, I follow up with
the
text machine because we can text.
Yes,
you know,
we have these capabilities.
And Bruce takes a while, took his own sweet time actually to respond. And then he said, enjoy the Easter egg hunt. Take that. Okay.
I love a good Easter egg hunt. I don't understand how he sent us on a scavenger hunt. Like we had to then go find what do you find?
Well, I think
on
scavenger hunt is you're in search of something you're not quite sure what you're searching for.
No, you're specifically to find like.
Or you don't know where it's going to take you.
Well, I know, but it's like, you know, what was the great movie where they, you know, find a broken man and then it ends up being like a romantic comedy? Or you find, you know, get me a wheel, get me a. Basketball, like you have to go around. That's what a scavenger hunt is. You got to find different items, and you're not supposed to go buy them. You're supposed to go find them.
Okay. Well, then I used the wrong analogy.
You didn't. No, I'm just saying. I don't know how that's going to help us if we come in with a license plate. How will that identify who the Cubs are?
Well, I'm not quite sure. Not quite sure what analogy fits, but it was definitely fun speculation. And we'll see definitely where it leads, but maybe it will lead nowhere. I'm being told a texter suggests that ESPN reported that Shota is Thursday.
Oh, did they really?
Okay.
That doesn't make tons of sense to me because they said they wanted to keep him on a 5-day rotation and he last pitched on Friday, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe Thursday is okay, but I thought Wednesday made sense.
I think it's because they're not 100% sure about Boyd. Like, is Boyd going to need one extra day to bounce back from that bruising? And if that's the case, that's why I think you're going to see Boyd or Shota combination on Wednesday, Thursday.
So they don't have to make a decision on Cade Horton until later in the week.
If you look on some of the websites right now, Shota is not starting against the Cardinals. It's not starting.
Only Craig Counsell knows. We have Tommy Hotovy this week, though, right?
We do.
Oh, what a week to get Tommy.
Perfect.
We could put him on the spot. You know what he'll do, unlike Bruce? He'll give us an answer.
We'll ask him about...
he'll say, ask Tommy.
We'll ask him about Gore.
Mackenzie Gore?
Once they make that
That's
move.
A pipe dream.
That is the pipe dream.
Who have you been watching tape on, Tommy?
Yeah. How are you going to help him? All right, we've got Marshall Harris. I believe he is here with, I think, Layla's off.
Russ Dorsey.
Russ Dorsey is here.
Russ Dorsey
here.
That'll
be fun.
Talking baseball and a lot of other stuff.
Okay, we'll do that next. We'll chat with them, Mully and Hahn, the score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.